For young people across Dayton, September is a time to head back to school and share stories of summer vacation. This fall, some Miami Valley students can brag about building robots at a new manufacturing camp. The summer camp is part of an effort to spark interest in high-tech manufacturing. Ohio's industry faces a shortage of skilled workers. And as WYSO Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds reports, organizers hope some of this summer's crop of campgoers will get excited about working in the field.
Perfect. Look at that. First try.
At the Russ Research Center in Beaver Creek, 30 kids between the ages of 12 and 16 are building robots with the help of mentors. People are sawing polymers and cutting large chunks of metal. It's all part of a week-long manufacturing camp sponsored by Ohio University, Senator Sherrod Brown, and a handful of industry partners. Ross McNutt is one of the mentors at this week's camp.
So they're making a robot base. What we're doing is we're cutting out the aluminum so that they can actually use that to mount all their motors and their controllers and their sensors and everything else on so that each kid can have their own little robot.
In the next room, 15-year-old Monica Guy is working on a circuit board. She's putting wires in place.
What are you building?
Right now we're working on building robots that will be able to follow a color line.
Okay, and what real-world application do you see for that?
Well, of course, there's the world of manufacturing where robots are in demand to replace humans and do their jobs.
So manufacturing, like, you don't see it as nuts and bolts stuff. It's this highly automated...
Yeah, right now it's super technological, and you use all these, like, super fine, intricate parts, and being able to work with them and be able to learn how to use them at such a young age is really cool.
When it's complete, Guy's wheeled robot will be able to detect colors and follow lines on its own. And she can see the endless possibilities from there. Robots capable of doing everything from turning wrenches to driving a car to flying a drone. But she heard about this camp in a decidedly old-school way. Her mom brought home a flyer.
Well, my mom showed me the paper, and I'm like, hey, engineering camp, let's go. I'm more focused on the engineering aspect, but, like, manufacturing is engineering.
These days, manufacturing isn't just work boots and safety goggles. It's science. And state officials want to hear more young people echo those kind of sentiments. That's why they started this camp. The week-long manufacturing camp costs just $50. That's because a lot of the staff here are volunteers and college students. Ohio University provides the camp's building, and Miami Valley manufacturing companies donate their time. The program is one of more than six dozen sponsored by Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, but this is the first one of its kind in the Miami Valley. Brown says he hopes these camps will help change young people's view of the manufacturing industry.
The image of manufacturing for lots of people that don't know much about manufacturing is that it's dirty and rusty and old-fashioned and boring, but in fact, it's none of those things. And at the end, I get calls from parents saying, you know, my daughter didn't really like school, but now she wants to be an engineer, or now she wants to be a welder, or now she wants to be a technician because she got to see things made in real businesses.
Today, campers are touring Universal Technology Corporation, or UTC, where a wide array of 3D printers are in action.
My name is Olga Ivanova, and we're currently printing part for Air Force Research Lab for wind tunnel testing and part for the NASA.
UTC also makes 3D printers. They have one model that can print steel and different alloys. More and more high-tech parts are being manufactured this way, and Governor John Kasich has made workforce training and high-tech manufacturing skills a priority. Back at the camp, mentor Ross McNutt says manufacturing-related programs are having an impact in the Miami Valley, and his students are world-class.
We actually made it to the World Championships this year in our first year.
Congratulations.
So right now we've got five robotics teams in the building, four Lego teams, and then we have the first robotics competition, which is Beaver Creek's varsity robotics team.
Exposing more young people to manufacturing may be the key to keeping that sector strong in Ohio, advocates say. And it's worth noting that the state's manufacturing sector has an annual payroll of $40 billion. Ohio still ranks third in the nation in manufacturing, but many employers say they can't find enough highly trained workers to fill open jobs. And a recent study out of Ball State shows Ohio's manufacturing sector slipping from a letter grade of A to B. The same study shows some neighboring states are doing better. They're earning A's. And by one measure, Michigan has almost three times the number of tech and robotics teams for young people. So the Miami Valley, and Ohio in general, maybe behind the curve when it comes to introducing the next generation to 21st century manufacturing. For WYSO News, I'm Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds.
This story is part of WYSO's Scratch series on business and the economy. To see more, visit WYSO.org.